Praise the Lord. Apologize for those who have to listen to through the translation. We're not going to be long. Brothers want to give us a few minutes to have some fellowship. And as a matter of fact, it's more like a fellowship in reporting of our church life in New York City. So as a fellowship to the saints in church in Montreal.
在这段时间我们有个简单的交通，就想跟你们交通一下最近纽约市教会的近况。
Actually, we were here almost exactly a year ago. We were here almost exactly a year ago.
我们是去年，差不多去年同样的时间来到这里的。
And so it's almost like an annual report in fellowship to you.
所以跟你们来讲也是一个年度的汇报和交通。
Last year, actually, when I was here, the 2017, our goal in church in New York City.
去年我们来到这里的时候，我们为2017年定下了目标。
The first one is a blending.
第一个目标是相调。
For those of you who are not familiar with the situation in church in New York City, for the past 60 years,
对在座有一些不太了解纽约市教会已过60年的情况。
New York City was not really in a full blending with the rest of the recovery since 1984.
纽约市教会自从1984年并没有完全与主的恢复有一个完全的相调。
So it's quite a 30-some years.
所以已经有30多年了。
And New York City is the earliest church in the Lord's recovery in North America.
但是纽约市教会是在北美起初有的几个教会之一。
最早的教会。 Actually, by January 5th, will be our 60th year anniversary.
在要来的明年1月5日就是纽约市教会的60周年。
So this year, actually, the church in New York City is fully blended in all aspects with the recovery.
但是今年呢，纽约市教会是在各方面都与主的恢复完全的相调。
As you can witness from the past Memorial Day conference,
你们可以在已过的国殇节特会见证。
And the meeting itself,
那个特会里面,
and also the speaking,
还有里面的话语,
is truly a blessing to the church in New York City.
都是对纽约市教会一个祝福。
And also pour out to his recovery.
并且倾倒在主的恢复上。
So that's our first goal last year.
这就是我们去年的第一个目标。
Of course, this blending will continue for years until he comes back.
当然这样的相调会继续的实行直到主来。
Our second goal set last year.
我们去年定的第二个目标。
To bring the church in New York City.
是要带纽约市教会
fully into the up to date speaking.
是要完全进入的话语执事。
Again, I'm not apologizing for anything.
我在这里不是要抱歉什么。
But in the past, it's not.
但是以往真的没有。
This year, we can see the whole church. This year, the whole church, all entered into the seven faith speaking and also pursuing the ministry.
但是今年确实是完全进入到一年七次的话语还有执事的话语里面。
Not only after the up-to-date speaking,
不只是现今的发表,
we are catching up on the ministry reading corporately.
并且我们也团体的进入书报的追求。
This year we are finishing up the fifth book.
今年我们读完第五本书。
The first book we enjoyed is the four pillars in the Lord's recovery.
第一本书我们追求的是主恢复的四大支柱。
Truth, life, church, and gospel.
真理,
生命,
生命教会,
福音,
福音。
And then the following four books.
然后后面的四本书。
The first book is regarding truth.
第二本书是关于真理的。
The second book was regarding life.
第二本是关于生命的。
And then the third is regarding the church.
第三本是关于教会。
Of course, since last fall, in the fall iteral in Australia.
当然在秋季的在澳大利亚的特会长老同工训练里面。
You can see until this past fall Israel in Germany.
你也看到今年的在秋季的长老同工特会训练里面。
All the Israel training and also the conferences.
所有的长老同工特会和训练。
Is all on the church.
都是关于教会。
And so, New York City is particularly needed to be clear about these truths and practices.
所以纽约市教会特别是需要注意关于教会的真理和实行。
So now we are entering into rising up to preach the gospel.
所以我们现在进入到树兴起传福音。
So this, we hope by January we'll finish this book.
我们盼望一月就完成这本书。
So this past year we really witness the saints' enjoyment and their exuberant, really fully into the church life and blended in the body.
所以去年我们实在见证了圣徒们的喜乐，并且完全进入到这个真理里面。
Our third goal of this year.
所以今年的第三个目标
was let the saints find their relevancy.
使弟兄姊妹适得其所。
In the church life.
就是在教会里面找到自己的位置。
They all can find their relevancy and function.
他们能找到自己所在之处，并且找到自己的功用。
So I'm going to spend maybe 10 minutes to go through some of this.
我会花十分钟时间来讲这点。
And of course, I just mentioned entering into the ministry.
我刚刚也说到是进入执事的这一点。
Because this is where the source of blessing comes.
因为这是祝福的源头。
And the saints are truly, truly enjoying the ministry, the up-to-date speaking.
圣徒也确确实实地享受了这份执事，并且赶上现今的说话。
And the leading ones are taking the lead.
然后领头的也在带领。
Really, even going to the live training.
也参加现场的训练。
And now actually we have been praying for the past couple of years.
我们已过几年都在祷告。
We hope we can at least reach more than 100 saints to be in the live training.
我们是盼望
summer training and winter trainings.
我们是盼望有超过100位的弟兄姊妹能够参加现场的冬夏季训练。
3 years ago is always around 30, 40 or so.
3-4 years ago, 大约只有30-40位的圣徒参加。
And, for this past year, we are reaching 90 some.
去年我们达到90。
今年。
今年我们达到约90。
So it's not passing 100 yet.
我们还没超过100位。
We are praying that maybe next summer training.
我们祷告下次的夏季训练。
We can have more than 100 to be in the live trainings.
我们就有超过100位弟兄姊妹参加现场的夏季训练。
And also blending into the body.
还有关于相调到身体里。
It's not only the saints coming to New York City.
不只是让圣徒们来到纽约市教会。
And this year we really encourage the saints and the brothers.
我们实在鼓励弟兄姊妹们
to go out and blend into and also learn from other localities.
我们是让弟兄姊妹出去去学习，并且与身体相调。
This brought in tremendous blessing.
这就带来极大的祝福。
So the blessing in the body.
这样身体的祝福
not only flow into New York City,
不只流入纽约市教会。
We pray that through New York City,
我们是祷告借着纽约市教会
can bless the other localities and also the Lord's recovery,
能够祝福其他的众教会和主的恢复。
We need your continued praying and blessing for this.
我们希望你们继续为这个祷告和祝福。
The third aspect is to bring the brothers into one accord.
第三点是让弟兄们带进同心合意。
We can testify.
我们能见证。
The key leading ones.
主要的几位带领弟兄们。
Through entering into the ministry.
借着进入到执事里。
With much prayers.
借着许多的祷告。
And the one accord.
这样的同心合意。
Is unprecedented.
是前所未有的。
And all the leading brothers from all languages.
所有各种语言的领头弟兄们。
Now that one accord and oneness.
不在同心合意里的。
No,
都在同心合意里。
And their harmony.
他们的和谐一致。
We only can really prostrate, bow down to our Lord.
我们实在只能在主面前俯伏敬拜。
It's not any man's doing.
不是人的作为
It's the Lord's doing.
是主的作为
So this opened up the flooding gate of the blessing into the church.
所以这打开了一道涌进祝福的门
And the fourth aspect
第四点
is we spend a lot of effort
我们花了许多的功夫
to perfect the saints,
去成全圣徒
and also let the saints to function,
并且让圣徒们尽功用
For this past year,
在已过的一年
we not only brought 36 brothers into the leadership,
我们不仅 带进36位弟兄们进到这个进负责任的行列
This happened in the past of March 18th,
这是今年的3月18号开始的
And the 36 brothers,were in the lead, as a fellow serving brothers in the church in New York City.
这三十六位是被称为一同服侍的弟兄们，
在纽约市教会。We have to really thank the Lord for the senior brothers.
我们实在为着年长的父老们谢谢主。
They completely opened up the church to a new generation of leadership.
他们完全把教会带进一个新的时代。
And then through this,
借着这个。
And we brought in another almost 110 brothers.
我们又带来超过将近110位的弟兄们。
And to serve in all districts.
能够在各区里服侍。
And also we have a systematic perfecting of these brothers.
并且我们对他们是有一个系统性的成全。
Yeah, the 36 brothers.
这36位弟兄们。
We met every Saturday.
我们是每周六聚在一起。
For almost 6 months.
在已过六个月，每周六聚在一起。
And then we begin to bring in another 70 some brothers into this fellowship.
然后再带进70位弟兄们进到这样的交通里。
And then this 70 brothers are entering into the publication by LSM, the Lessons on the Eldership.
然后这70位的弟兄们一同追求。110位的弟兄们进入到一本水流执事章一本书，就是 Fellowship, Lessons to the Elders.就是对长老们的课程。
And then every Monday night,
然后每一周一晚上
and all the district brothers,
所有区的弟兄们
are praying and pursuing and fellowshipping on the matters of the district.
然后他们会祷告交通各区的服事。
And then every third Saturday every month,
然后
每个月的第三周 we come together to perfect the brothers.
会聚在一起成全这些弟兄们。
And actually, in the past 8 months or so,
在已过的八个月
the structure in New York City was greatly blessed.
然后这个纽约市的架构就实在得到极大祝福。
Because we have so many saints.
因为我们有很多的圣徒们。
As of last Lord's Day.
然后已过的主日
our number passed 1,000
我们的人数超过1,000人
and so we need a lot of serving ones to rise up
所以我们实在需要许多的服侍者被兴起来
so next year we are praying to fully enter into God's ordained way
所以要来的一年我们祷告能够进入到完全进入到神命令之路里
to not only have a structure
不只是有一个架构
but truly put it in practice
是有实行
so this is perfecting the saintsWe are mentioning to the leading ones.
所以我们跟领头的弟兄们讲。
And then we are using Lord's Day afternoons.
我们是要用主日的下午。
And doing all kinds of perfecting trainings.
要举行各样的成全。
And also Saturday night.
然后周六的晚上。
We are going through the conclusion of the New Testament.
我们进入到新约总论里。
And for the past 12 months.
然后在已过的12个月。
We are almost finishing up the whole 8 volumes of conclusion of the New Testament.
我们差不多完成了新约总论总共8卷的书。
And so the saints in New York City are quite busy for this past 2 or 3 years.
所以已过了两三年，纽约市教会的圣徒们是蛮忙的。
And then since November.
自从11月。
And the brothers had a lot of fellowship and prayers.
然后弟兄们有许多的祷告交通。
So we started a midweek training.
我们就开始了周中的成全。
You would imagine.A lot of working ones, why don't you use a weekend?
然后我们就想到许多在职圣徒为什么不用周末呢
And we just wanted the saints to pay a little price.
我们就是想要圣徒们花一些代价
So we started a midweek training on Thursday morning.
所以我们是在周四的早上有周中的成全
So every term is 6 weeks.
每一期是6周
Now we enter into the second term.
我们已经进入到第二期训练
So the first series was prophesying.
第一期的训练是关于申言。
The second was how to conduct small group meetings.
然后也有关于小牌聚会。
This term is a personal fellowship and a relationship with the Lord.
第二期的训练内容包括与主个人的交通。
And then the New Testament priesthood for the gospel.
还有新约的福音祭司职分。
So we do it from 9 to 12.
所以我们的举行时间是早上九点到十二点。
We thought maybe only a dozen or so saints will show up.
我们只是预期到可能就十多位弟兄姊妹参加。
Turns out that the first class, more than 45 saints arrived.
结果第一堂课就来了超过四十五位弟兄姊妹。
And now for the past two months.
然后在已过了两个月。
Every time.
每一次。
We have more than 50 saints.
我们都有超过五十位弟兄姊妹参加。
And a lot of working saints.
然后有很多的亲职圣徒。
They arrange their schedule.
他们就安排他们的时间表。
They can work late that day.
他们就晚一点去上班。
They can make up the time in other days.
或者他们在其他时间加班。
And it turns out the morale is really boosting up.
但我们就看见那个士气一直在往上。
So we have many other different kinds of trainings.
我们还有其他各样的训练。
So actually this in year 2018,
在要来的2018年,
we're probably going to open up many more.
我们或许还有更多的。
Because every meeting hall also has their particular needs.
因为每一个会所都有自己的需要。
So we need to also tailor make.
所以我们都要因材施教。
Toward their needs.
所以满足他们的需要。
So we have a church-wide training.
所以我们要召会全召会性的训练。
And we have particular meeting hall trainings.
我们还有各会所的训练。
So this year was quite busy.
所以今年是蛮繁忙的。
And the last item I want to fellowship.
最后一点我想交通的。
Is a gospel and a propagations.
是传福音与繁殖扩增。
And we had one meeting hall for 45 years.
我们有第一会所超过四十五年。
Until we had the second meeting hall.
直到我们有第二会所。
And then took another 8 years to have the third hall.
再花了八年时间才有第三会所。
And then another 4 or 5 years.
又过四五年后。
And I had the fourth hall.
才有第四会所。
And we don't know where will be the fifth hall.
我们还不知道那时候有第五会所。
And then the Lord just through all this pursuing, praying, perfecting training and gospel preaching and a gospel to all the nations.
所以主借着各样的成全交通寻求之后也开了福音的门，或者是万邦福音的门。
The Lord really blessed us not only with the serving ones.
主不只祝福了服侍者们。
And also added the saints to the church.
并且把圣徒们加给教会。
So this year,
so, 今年,
on February 26th,
在二月二十六号,
we had the Hall 5,
我们有五会所,
opened up in the Bronx.
在纽约的布朗斯区有
五
会所。
That meeting hall,
在那个会所,
was started from the Chinese speaking saints.
是从华语的弟兄姊妹开始。
And then from there caring for the Spanish speaking saints.
从这些华语弟兄姊妹关心说西语的弟兄姊妹们。
And brought in the English speaking saints.
再带来了英语的弟兄说英语的弟兄姊妹们。
Now the serving ones now is mostly English speaking and Chinese speaking.
所以现在的服侍弟兄们主要是说英语的和说华语的。
But a majority of the saints are Spanish speaking.
但那里大体的弟兄姊妹是说西班牙语的。
This was a glorious, glorious beginning.
这就是荣耀的开始。
And then August 1st.
然后八月一号。
We started Hall 6 in Upper West Manhattan.
我们在曼哈顿的上西城开始第六会所。
And then on December 3rd.
然后在十二月三日。
We had a Hall 7, Hall 8.
我们同时
started the same day.
我们同时有第七和第八会所。
And next year we our goal.
明年我们的目标
to propagate one new church.
我们希望开展一处新的教会。
With some of the churches in New Jersey.
与新的些众教会一起配搭。
So there is a place called Jersey City.
那里有一处地方叫 Jersey City.
We New Yorkers called West Manhattan, or Manhattan West.
纽约客会说这是曼哈顿西城。
It is in New Jersey.
但是实际它是在新泽西州里。
A lot of people working in Manhattan.
但是那里有很多人是往曼哈顿去上班。
Lives in Jersey City.
但是就住在那一个城里面。
So we are planning to propagate a new church there.
所以我们希望在那里开展一处教会。
And then we are planning for Staten Island.
我们也是为纽约市的石台登岛祷告。
They're most likely going to be our Hall 9.
很可能就成为我们的第九会所。
And our goal is move along Long Island.
我们还有一个目标，就是往长岛，纽约的长岛方向发展。
Long Island the land the area is not that big.
长岛面积不大。
But there are almost a 3 million population. I don't know how many people, what's the population in Montreal.
我不知道 蒙特利尔的人口是多少。
But it's a very dense Long Island.
但是长岛却是一个非常密集的地方。
So we're praying to start some meeting halls and a future, leading to the future churches in Long Island.
我们希望在那里以后有许多的教会建立起来。
And we're praying within the current boroughs of Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx.
我们也希望在纽约的其他四个区, Manhattan, 皇后区, 布鲁克利和布朗斯区。
We're encouraging the brothers to continue to move on.
我们也希望这些弟兄们继续往前。
So this year, the Lord blessed us with four halls.
所以今年弟兄们祝福, 主祝福了我们有四个新会所。
And hopefully next year, we can have a church plus meeting halls, we can have four more.
我们盼望明年我们有四个新的教会加上新的会所。
We believe through this one accord.
我们是相信借着这样的同心合意。
Enter and led by the ministry.
并且借着这份执事的带领,
and our diligence in rising up to preach the gospel,
并且借着我们在福音上的劳苦,
and perfecting the saints,
和成全圣徒,
perfecting the leading ones,
成全服事者,
we truly hope the Lord's reveal the God's ordained way.
我们希望主真的完全揭开主命定之路给我们,
we can put it fully into practice,
使我们能够完全实行这条路.
And our goal for next year, for 2018,
所以我们2018年的盼望,
the first word is a shepherding.
目标第一是牧养.
We're gonna perfect and establish a shepherding structures.
我们希望借着成全建立牧养的架构.
We hope every saint will have a companion.
我们盼望每一位弟兄姊妹都有同伴.
We hope every saint will have a home meeting or small group meeting to go to.
我们盼望每一位圣徒都有家聚会和排聚会去。
And the second word is recovery.
第二个目标是恢复。
Because we have many thousands of saints in New York City.
在纽约市我们有上千的圣徒们。
数千的。
数千的圣徒们。
And many of them.
许多。
Particularly many of our next generation.
特别是我们有许多的第二代圣徒们。
Many young working saints.
许多的亲职圣徒们。
Are buried in the world.
是被世界淹没。
We hope we will pay the price.
我们盼望我们能花上代价。
Personally, I'm planning for 2018. I'm going to spend most of my effort to carry one by one to recover many of these young saints.
我个人是盼望我自己要来的一年能花许多的时间来恢复牧养这些青年人。
Of course, we're going to ask many serving ones.
当然我们也会请求许多的服侍者,
to care for them.
也是去关心他们,
to recover them.
去恢复他们.
Our third word will be growing.
第三个目标是增长.
We hope the truth will grow.
我们希望真理是增长.
The word will multiply.
话语一繁增.
And the life in the saints will grow.
圣徒们里面的生命也会增长.
Of course, we pray the number of saints will grow.
我们也祷告圣徒们的人数上也会增长。
And the testimony will grow.
然后他的见证也会增长。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And this is our 2017 is almost coming to an end.
2017年快要结束了。
And hope as a mutual encouragement to saints.
我们希望我们彼此能鼓励。
Because the church is our life.
因为教会是我们的生活。
And it is where we should invest our time.
这应该是值得，这是我们该花时间在其中的。
Invest our finance, our everything, even our family life.
我们的财务, 我们的家庭生活, 我们的一切都该花费在教会生活。
If this is our Lord's heart desire,
这是我们主所盼望的。
Because in the past four iteral.
这是在已过四次长老同工训练里面提到的。
No, the 过去秋季的,
过去秋季的长老同工训练。
In Leipzig, if you see message one,
在德国莱比锡第一篇信息,
I always ask myself,
我总是问自己,
where am I?
我在哪里?
Am I really touching the heartbeat of my Lord?
我是不是一直摸到主的脉搏?
Am I vesting everything for his heart desire?
我是不是把一切都已经投资在他的心头所想的。
Because no matter where else you invest,
因为不管你投资在哪里
you know the result.
你都知道结果。
And if you invest in our Lord,
如果你
Invest in our Lord.
如果投资在主的身上,
invest in His heart desire.
投资在他心头所愿,
you also know the result.
你也会知道他的结果。
Since I think as a mutual reminder,
圣徒们, 我盼我们彼此提醒,
as we entering into 2018,
当我们进入到2018年,
and praise the Lord, the winter training will be on Leviticus.
赞美主, 要来的冬季训练是会进到利未记里。
Can we enter into that reality?
我们能否进入到那里的实际
Everything in him
每一样都在
Everything for him
每一样都是为着他
And everything for his purpose
每一样都是为着他的定旨
Praise the Lord
赞美主
Thank you for giving us a little time
谢谢你们给我们时间
We are still really fully we are still in a recovering phase
我们还在一个
In New York City and learning and learning from the bodyAnd receiving so much blessing from the body. And we hope the church in New York City will be a blessing to the recovery.
教会还在恢复的阶段，我们还在身体中向身体学习，也从身体中得祝福。但我们盼望纽约市教会也能成为身体的祝福。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hope you can visit us in New York City.
我们盼望你们能来访问我们。
And come blend with us.
与我们相调。
And really to share your blessing with us.
并且把你们的祝福带来
as an encouragement to us
来鼓励我们
Praise the Lord
赞美主
Amen Okay
Saints one of the things that we have to realize when we're in the body
圣徒们当我们在身体里我们应该认识到
is that we're members of one another no matter where we are
无论我们在哪里，我们都是身体里的身体上的肢体。
So as our brother was sharing,
当我们的弟兄们在分享
，I was considering why is it so important the city of New York?
我在考虑为什么纽约市这么的重要。
Well, the city of New York has over 20, Greater New York has over 24 million people.
纽约市总体的人口超过2400万。
So when the church in New York is doing well.
当纽约市教会是健康的
We are doing well
我们就健康了
Because we're members of one another
因为我们都是身体上的肢体
So it's very important that the brothers come and tell us about the church in New York
所以圣徒们来告诉我们纽约市教会的近况是重要的
And it's very important that we go and visit the church in New York
我们去访问纽约市教会也是重要的
So that we can mutually encourage one another
所以我们能彼此鼓励
You know, they went and visited the church in Ottawa
他们也去访问渥太华的教会
And it's wonderful. They encourage the saints in Ottawa.
Yeah, 他们去鼓励那边的圣徒很好啊
And hopefully the church in Ottawa will visit the church in New York.
也盼望渥太华的圣徒们也能去访问纽约市
Now it's only 7 hours away, by the way.
这只是七个小时的车程
If it snows, it's a little longer, right?
当然下雪会长一点的路程
But we have to remember, they're our brothers.
但我们要记得，他们是我们的弟兄。
We are members of one another.
我们都是身体上的成员。
There's only one body in this universe.
在宇宙中只有一个身体。
And we are part of it.
我们都有份于它。
And we're just expressing it wherever we are.
我们在各处都在彰显它。
Amen.
Amen.